Avol Yeseras Ushtek Lois. Like Stephen Begufen, a Maloy, it doesn't say clearly in its own Pasha, Kamash Malan, Rashi says Kamash Malan is, Tichatosim Asher Grosan, Ben Ishel Hashem Nam Yitzkish. That even for the Emurim, also there's the Hekish. Just like the Parhelam Dovah, its Emurim needs the Shteh Kloyis and the Yeseris, the same way by the Emurim, by the Sawyer, of Eschachovim, also needs the Shteh Kloyis and the Yeseris. Now the Gemara asks, oh, Malay Rafuna, pray to Rav Nesson of Rav Pepon. I wrote Tony, we went to the Brisa clearly that Par Yom HaKippurim, when the Pesach says an extra word, Par, and was saying it means to include Par Yom HaKippurim, you know what we need it for? Lechol Ma Shom Abinyin. For all the halachas that it says inside it, that's the Kuva. So, who is the Kasha? It actually says, here we say, and you said no, you only need it for the chiddush of es bedam v'tvila, but for the ikur hazois I learned from a kal v'chayma, I do not need a pasuk for this. So it's not like you said. So my answer is tanoi enechtam itzakam achlekes tanoim that tano devarav ma bihoch enechnami. Tana the Rav is Ma Bakril. Everything learned out from the pasuk of the power Kohen Gadol. But Tana the Rabbi Yishmael Le Ma Biyochi. He is the not Ma for everything, but rather only for Es, for Tefillah and Badam. Tana the Rabbi Yishmael. Read like this, because Tana the Rabbi Yishmael Mifnei Ma Nemu Yoseros Shnechlos Apar Kohen Mashiach. From the Nemu Apar Helam Dover Shotiva. How come it says by the Emunim of the Parakrein Mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol does the Chet, by him it says he has to bring the Yeseres and Shteh Kloyis, and it does not say by the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, where the Tzibur brings the power, is Moshe LeMelech Vos Adam. So as an example to a Vos Adam, to a king of a regular king, Shezo Yemalo Oyavod, he got angry at the people that he liked. O Miyot V'Sechunai V'Nei Chibosai, that he since he loved them, the king, he wasn't that angry at them. So therefore, by the tzibur that Hashem loves the tzibur, he has kitzur b'dvarim. He doesn't say that much. So therefore, by the power of Helam Dover, Hashem did not say all the lochas of the Emurim. For Tana the Rebbe Yishmael, Mifnei Ma Nemu, Milena Yisrael, so Tana the Rebbe Yishmael, that Mifnei Ma Nemu, how come it said, Pareches HaKodesh, Peparkei Mashiach, by the Pasha of Parakrei Mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol brings his power, it says the Azoi should be on the Parakas HaKodesh. To learn Yem of the Parakas HaKodesh, but it does not say the Parakas HaKodesh, it does not say it should go on the Parakas by the Parakas HaKodesh. So again, the Gemara says, it's a Moshe and a Melech Bos of Adam, She'asach Olav Medina, that a whole city, like we build against the king. So depends. In Mi Atosircha, if only a minority of the city rebelled from Yerushalayim Mitzchayemis, he still has the Parakas HaKodesh. See if it's only the Kohen Gadol that did a chet, but not the role of the Tzibur, Hashem still has his Samai, still has his Beis Hamikdash. But in Ruba Sircha, if role of the Tzibur did a chet, and from Yerushalayim Mitzchayemis, it's like a Moshe as if the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem's Samai is not Mitzchayemis. If it does not say Parakas HaKodesh by the power Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Now the Mishnah ends with Lefika Chanasim Kulam Kirtikunam by the Chates HaPnim, that they were saying all four Zrikas Alikuvay. So let's say you brought three of them Kedin, but one of them you did not bring, or you brought it with another Psul. If it's not Chal Pigul, Pigul is only if all the Matirim were Korav Kirchosim, and the only Psul was Pigul. If you have something else wrong, it's not Chal Pigul. It's not awesome. Learn the Gemara over there. Gemara Menachis just says, Gemara Menachis, Pigul b'kaimates, if the Kohen had a moin, the Shashi is making a kmitza, teach from the Mincha tomorrow, but the label of Levona, he did not have this machshava, the Shashi was burning the Levona of the Mincha. We know by the Mincha there are two matirim. You have to burn the kmitza of the mincha, the handful that the Kohen take, and then you also have to burn the levoina. That's another matir, tita, shrine, the leftover part of the mincha. But what about the opposite way? The levoina, the kohen b'shasi was burning the levoina, he had a mind, tit from the mincha tomorrow. But the lay the kohenitz, he did not have in mind b'shasi was being makter the kohenitz. So the kid said he had in mind the machshavas pigul on a chatzi matir. So what's the locha? So Rabbi Meir on the pigul. Rabbi Meir says yes, it's chal pigul upon this mincha, and therefore the chayav mal of chorus, if a kohen eats from the leftover mincha, he'll be chayav chorus. The chacham on the chorus say no, ain't by chorus, it's not chal a real pigul on this mincha, you're not over this the chorus of eat it. Chiyafaga b'chol amater, until the kohen has in mind the machshavas pigul during the whole matir. And by mincha, the whole matir are two things. You have to burn the kmitza, but you also have to burn the levoina. So the kohen has to have in mind b'shas both haktaros. That's the machlokes chachamim in Rabbi Meir. Now Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, late time we do not say time of the Rabbi Meir. The reason why Rabbi Meir says it is chal pigul. Rosh Lakish says, no, that's not the pshat in Rav Meir. Don't think to say that he holds, you could make pigul in the chatzi matir. And the rabbi of the Mayaskinin, you know what we're talking about over here, for going shemes and yes, haklimitz, the machshavo, the halavoyna v'shtika. That first the kohen was makter the kmitza of the mincha with the machshavo to eat the rest of the mincha tomorrow. And then he finished off burning the levoina b'shtika. He kept quiet, he did not say what he thinks then. So Avshar from the Meir was like this. Ksavar Meir holds that kol oisa adas rishayna oisa. When he does it adas rishayna. So since b'shas the kmitz, he had a mind to do a machshavas pigul, we say even though b'shas the levoina, he only had in mind stam, he was shosak, we say most probably had adas rishayna. That's the svara of Rabbi Meir. So this is Imai. What's his proof? How does he know to say this? How does Rosh Lakish know to say this? Miritonic, or since it says, Lefikur, therefore, the Mishnah says, in no sound kula kitikunam. If all of them, the Zrikas, were done the right way. Viyachashla kitikunam, and one Zrika was not done right. So the Mishnah says, Possel, Viyain Bekoros. Now, the one that was not done right in Echnani, that was with the Machshavas Pigurash, he says. Means that's what Rosh Lakish is learning. Not like you said before, it means a psul, a different psul. But even though the last zrika was done with the machshavas pigul, still it's not chal pigul. Why? Because it's only a chati matir. It's not all the matirim. The core point of the deek is ha'achas shloi kitikuna. Let's say the first of the four was done with the machshavas pigul. The kula kitikunan, and the rest of them were done the right way with the regular machshava. So pigul, then it is chal pigul. That's the deek. The nishtas mashma. The only reason why it's possible, not chorus, because the last zurika was done with the machshavas pigul. But mashma, the first zurika was done with the machshavas pigul, then it would be chal pigul. So churmani, who does that mishta go like? You learn, of course, according to Rabbonin, for Amri Rabbonin, a mefaglum mechatzimat. Rabbonin say no, nothing doing. Since you didn't have the machshavas pigul during all four zrikas, only during one zrika, that does not make pigul. And it must be Rabbi Meir, must be going according to Rabbi Meir. So the question is, three time with Rabbi Meir, Mishun de mefaglum mechatzimatir, if the sorrow of Rabbi Meir is tam glat, because he owes even on mechatzimatir, you could have a machshavas pigul. If so, what does the Mishnah say? It's not chal koris. For afilu kiritoni nami. Even the way the Mishnah says it, that the first three zrikas, he had in mind to do it the right way, without a machshavas pigul, and only the last zrika he had a machshavas pigul. It should also be chal pigul, even though it's only a chatzi matir. It's only one of the four, but you're telling me that's enough according to Rav Meir. And the Mishnah says no, it's only possible. It's not chal pigul. So lav isn't pshat in the Mishnah that mishum diksovar koloisa adas rishonu oisa. It depends how the first machshava was. In other words, really you have to have the machshava during all four zrikas, during the whole matir. The reason why if you have the real machshava, machshavas pigul, the first zrika, the reason why there would be chal pigul, even though the other three you do not have, is not because the Chati matter is enough, but we say Adas Rishonu Reisa. Since the first one was done with the Machshavas Pigel, the next three are also considered done with the Machshavas Pigel. So that's what Shrakish has proof in our Mishnah, that that's the Pshat. Hanumar says, Omer Reb Shmuel, by Yitzchok, Liyayla maybe no, really Ataya Mishnah, Rabbanan, he goes according to the Rabbanan. And really, you can't be Mephagel with the Chati Matir. And so, what's the deal of the Mishnah that he had the real Machshavah at the end? Even if one had the Machshavah's Pigel at the beginning, also would not be Chal Pigel. So Mar says, Oh my Kitikunan, what does it mean? It means Kitikunan of a Pigel. Means to say the first three Zrikas were done the right way for Pigel. Means with the Machshavah, Chutz Lizmanai. Just the last one was done, Shalai, with the Machshavah's Pigel. So really goes according to the Rabbanan, that if all four are done with the Machshavah's Pigel, then it's Chal Pigel. But even though the first three were done with a Machshavah's Pigel, but if the last Zrika was done with another Machshavah, did not become Pigel. For the Gemara, Ramidi Tony, since we learn, Lefik Lechim Nosan Kulam Kitakunan, the Achash Lech Kitakunan, Pasav in the Chorus, Mechlal Lechud as a proof, the Tikno, Lehachshavu Hudiyosa, that the Khan is coming to be Machshavit. And not like you're saying, Tikkunah means the tikkun of pigel. As Masha will learn before, that the first three were done the right way, without a machshav at all, and only the last one was done with a machshav of soul. So the Rav says, no, my shalai kitikunah, you know what the Mishnah says when it says, lefika chanastam kulu kitikunam, and one shalai, it means chuskam kaimai, it means the machshav is chuskam kaimai, meaning to say, the first three zrikas he had in mind heat from the, or else to burn the korban, to burn the emurim tomorrow. Just shabbishas the last zrika, you had in mind to burn it chutzlam kaimai. That's not a machshavas pigel. That's why it's not called pigel. Tanachram, we have no proof in our Mishnah what Rabbi Meir would hold. Our Mishnah also can be going according to the Rabbanan. And really, the reason why it's not called pigel is this gufa, because you did not have the machshava during all four avodas. By the four Zerikis. Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi Yamal, Shalom Lishmoi, in other words, what's Ksidit, Shalom Ki Tikuna, is Shalom Lishmoi, Yer HaMachshav, Shalom Lishmoi, Vechatnet at Pasos, that's also why it's not Chal Pigel. So Mor says, Mechlal, Techilei Ovid Lei, Chutzlim Koimoi, Vishlom Lishmo, Mechayif, Yisrael Vimashmo, that if we'd So again, the Chul, we have a proof that Adas Rishon Reisa, like Masha, the first three were done with the Machshavas Pigel. And the last one, if it was not done with the Machshavas Psul, Mashma, then it would be Chal Pigel. Even though if you did not do it Chuslam Kremoy or Shlal Lishmoy, Mashma, then you would be Chal for Pigel. Even though you did not have a positive Machshav Lishon Pigel. Tomorrow says, no, I did the Tony Reisha Pigel, the Chiyav Malov Chorus, Karanami Sefer Pesul, V'yein V'koros. In other words, you can't make this diik. Really could be if you put less one b'shtika, maybe it also would not make pigel. But the reason why it says the contrast, less one was done shalom l'shmo, was a psul, because it wants to say the opposite of the ratio. Like, I did the Tony ratio pigel, the Chiyav Malov Koros, since the ratio by Yechat HaSachitzoin. Thereafter one's Rik alone makes pigel. And Yechayiv, so it says in the Sefer Shinol, but really it's not only because you had a machshav of soul, even a shtika would also do it. So kids, you have no right of a cloud to say, how das vishayna hu oisa. Next, we have a question. It says like this, when were these things says, is it the seftens vachimi? So like this, when do we say that b'matton achas, it makes pigul by the chatas hachitzayn? The outside chatas is telling me that since one zrika makes the kapora, you can make pigel with one zrika. But medvah amurim, when was this said? The damim hanisn amazberachitzayn, only the damim of a mezberachitzayn, a chatas hachitzayn. There, since one zrika is not there, you can make pigel with one zrika. Avodamim hanisn, you have members of an aleph. Avodamim hanisn amazberachapinimi,